Ramble.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to You Can Sit With Us. I am one of your hosts, Ariel, and I am joined today by the two most beautiful ladies in the entire world. You've got Becky.
Hi.
And you've got Maggie.
Hello. You are too nice.
Oh, stop. No, I'm so pleased to see you guys because we haven't sat in the same room for a while.
I know.
Becky's been traveling.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's been, we sort of, you know, caught up a little bit a couple days ago, but it's been a while since we've all sat around and listened to our own voices.
I know.
Probably like 3 weeks, 4 weeks.
Yeah.
Almost.
That's a long time
for us.
Yes.
That's a really long time. Yeah. Well, today we have some really fun stuff going on. We're going to answer some audience questions.
Mm-hmm.
And then, okay, so I did not know that this existed. This website called Am I the Asshole?
No.
What is it?
You are so cute.
What is it?
It's on Reddit. And Becky actually brought it up. You want to talk more about it, Beck, since you... It's just a subthread?
Yeah. It's okay. So Reddit is like a place where people...
Right. Yes, I am aware of Reddit.
Yeah.
Reddit's been around for a while.
Yeah. Okay. So it's just a subreddit on Reddit, and it's called Am I the Asshole? And people will send in their stories of situations that have happened. And they're basically just trying to answer the question, like, were they the asshole in the situation, or were they were they correct in the situation?
Right. Like, am I wrong to think that I am not a bad person for doing this?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. That's where the debate happens.
Hilarious. And so we are going to look at a couple of those questions today.
Yeah.
And answer them, decide whether or not they are the asshole.
Mm. Yeah.
Awesome.
I think we're going to be the asshole aficionados.
Great. I have to say, I do consider myself an asshole aficionado. You know, I'm like, no, you are the asshole.
It seems like you're in love with assholes, like literally. Aficionado.
Oh, I thought you were calling that an asshole.
I thought that's what you were saying too.
And I was like, literal assholes.
It seems like you're in love with assholes. I'm not going to lie.
No. No, that's really
funny. That's really funny. Oh my goodness. Yeah, I was like, wait a minute. No, Maggie would never say that.
That's
so what is she saying right now?
Do not stretch my words.
Too funny. Oh my God. I'm like crying. That's so funny. Okay. So should we get started?
Let's dive in.
Do you guys want me to read one of these?
Do it.
Yeah.
Okay. Should I start from the bottom?
Started from the bottom, now we hear.
Wherever your heart
started
is.
Started from the bottom.
Yeah.
No. All right. Am I the asshole for leaving a family gathering because my family made me sit at the kid table? For context.
Okay.
I have not seen my full family together in quite some time. So they set up a get together at a park today. The family gathering includes me, 22 months.
Male.
Male, 22, a male that is 22 years of age.
22 months.
22 months.
You got toddlers on the brain.
My brother, 21, my sister, 25, and her husband, 29, and their two kids. My dad, my stepmom, and her kids, 6 and 9. Aunt, uncle, my two cousins, 15, 20. Whoa, this is just getting out of control.
This is a family gathering.
Grandma and grandpa. I get there with some picnic items. I brought a quiche and the cups, and I see a few members setting up. I say hi, and I help set the tables, and I set the food out. We talk, and we play games while the others show up, and when everyone gets there, we sit down to eat. I sit next to my dad, and I get a weird look from my aunt, and she says to me, "This is the adult's table," to which I reply, "I am an adult." She tells me that the first and second generations are considered adult, and the third and fourth generations should sit at the kids' table since we don't have much to contribute to adult conversations. I tell her that I can drink, that I drove here, that I pay rent and have a job. So how am I still considered a child? She says that until I have kids of my own, I'll have to sit at the kids' table.
Oh my gosh.
Wow. And all right, according to my aunt, there are 8 children, ages 6 to 22, and 8 adults, ages 25 to 75. So I should sit at the kids' table since it'll be even. But there's plenty of space at the adult table, and I don't want to be stuck with 5 literal children. She disagrees, and at this point, my uncle and grandparents back her up, so I say, fuck it. I take my quiche back and tell them to have a nice day and drive away.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
I get a few texts telling me to come back for my dad and grandparents. I ask if my aunt is going to apologize, and they say, for what? That was enough for me to disregard their other messages and calls until I got home where I am now. Oh. I feel shitty that I may have possibly ruined a nice family gathering, but I feel my family doesn't respect me at all. Enough to say that I am still a child and apparently have the same mentality as 6-year-olds. Am I the asshole?
No.
No, I don't think so.
No.
I don't think that it should matter if there's an equal number of people per table.
No, absolutely.
That's so skeevy. That has the same energy of like people who say that you shouldn't have a kid if you don't have a dog first.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Of being like, well, you're not a true adult until you have a kid. And you're like, what? It sounds like he has a pretty shitty family.
Yeah. For somebody to be like, oh, no, you're not an adult.
Uh-huh.
Like, no. Why wouldn't they just be welcoming of, you know, because, okay, let me just go over these ages again.
Yeah.
They've got.
I think I would just plop my butt down there and be like, I'm not moving.
Yeah.
I'm like, sit here.
I am an adult. Get over it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I would. Yeah. Okay. 6 and 9, mm-hmm. 15 and 20, 22, 21, 25, 29.
Okay. So he would have been with the children and a 21-year-old, 20-year-old and like a 15-year-old.
Yes.
I mean, TBH, it sounds like his family sucks and I'd probably rather be at the kids' table at that point.
I was thinking that too.
Why would you even want to like, I would have been petty. Like he took the quiche back. I would have taken the cups back. I would have been like, pour it out.
Mime.
I'm not moving this. Since I am a child, I will throw a tantrum like a child. Goodbye.
Actually, that is an argument for still being a child is throwing it because they basically threw a tantrum and they were like, I am not sitting at the kids' table. I'm leaving.
I don't know if that's as much of a tantrum as like a challenge.
Right. Or like, I'm going to stand up for myself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Seems like they're being bullied by their family.
It sounds like, yeah, it sounds like it. Yeah. No, I completely agree. They are not the asshole. It sounds like this aunt has some vendetta against 22-year-olds.
Or superiority complex.
Yeah.
Over.
Yeah, seriously. Maybe the adults just want to talk about the kids and like, it's a generational thing where they're like, oh my God, my kids are idiots, you know?
Upset.
And so they didn't want them around. I don't know.
22-year-old male, you can sit with us.
Yeah, you can sit with, you can sit with us.
Yeah.
I think I'm still at the kids' table in terms of that, like a family members. Like you could be like, oh yeah, and I have a house and I have a cat and I, yeah, like
I have
that,
a husband.
Like that guy, I'm like, I have a car, I have a husband. Yeah, I guess maybe that's when I got to the adult table is when my dad told me that my uncle couldn't do my taxes anymore because I was married.
That was the shift.
That was the shift. They were like, all right, Bex.
You're doing your own taxes now.
This is your last holdout of things that you're tied to your family for.
That's really
now
funny.
Now your husband shall do your taxes.
You know, maybe it was around the time when my parents stopped paying for my phone bill.
That is the last thing.
Right? That's
Zach
the very
I,
last
Zach and
thing.
I still have not joined. We pay. We are part of our family's phone plan still.
So you're a part of your family,
but
phone
I reimburse
plan
for the cost of my phone per month, uh-huh, plus the plan. Like I just get invoices from my sisters and I'll just do it like every 6 months.
Yeah.
And Zach does the same thing, but we have not joined.
That is so funny.
That's just the last thing. We pay for everything
else.
But
wait, is it with your parents or is it just your sisters?
My parents.
Oh, okay.
And my sisters. And then Zach's with his parents and his sister.
That's so funny.
I mean, I like no judgment here because I think it was maybe 5 years ago that Ned and I went off our family plans.
My
too.
Dad got good benefits. Okay?
I know. We were like grandfathered into like unlimited data and
right,
stuff.
Yeah.
And I was like,
we're never
I'm
letting
not giving
that go.
That up.
Yeah.
Why would I give that up and pay more for less?
Yeah, we're grandfathered in for something, I know. Because my younger sister, my oldest sister, who's older than me, also on the same plan.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It totally makes sense. That's just good money habits, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And the more people you have on a family plan, the cheaper it is. So even if you get like your friends on, as long as you trust them. Mm. Like we're on a family plan with Keith's siblings.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
I have a feeling that
it saves money.
Eventually.
Family.
It's family.
When we get married, well, it'll probably be Zach's sister, her fiance or husband when we're all married, and then us two. Because that's what we do for Hulu, HBO Max. It's like
that's so
Zaggy
smart.
And Stethan. Those Stephen, are our profiles. Stephen.
That's hilarious.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
So you just got the two of you.
Yep.
Oh, that's so funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, we share a lot of our passwords with friends too. Oh, yeah.
You got to.
Yeah.
There's so many streaming platforms now.
I know. I still listen to Spotify ads.
I'm gonna have to
figure this out.
Wait, you listen to ads on Spotify?
Okay.
Listen to ads on Spotify. Do you want to be a part of my family?
I would love to be a part of your family. I'll give you my password.
Because Ned forgets his passwords. Like, Wes watches Blippi on YouTube. And
what is Blippi?
You don't know Blippi?
You don't know Blippi? I don't have any children and I don't work with children, so well, I don't think it's shocking.
I think that you would really like Blippi.
What is Blippi?
Blippi is, he makes premium kids YouTube content.
Premium. He's always in the same outfit.
He's always in the same outfit. And actually, you are not going to believe this. Okay, so I'll explain who Blippi is and then I'll tell you the craziest thing that happened to me yesterday that has to do with Blippi. Okay, so Blippi, he wears an orange hat. It's like a puffy orange hat.
Okay.
And he wears pants and suspenders and sneakers and big colorful glasses. Uh-huh. And he just goes to places and he has like a cameraman, you know. So there's one that Wes was obsessed with a while ago where Blippi went to a place where he could ride on an excavator, and he like crushed a car with an excavator.
Do you know the excavator song?
Excavator. Yes. I listened to it this morning. Yeah.
That song haunts my dreams.
Wes requests the truck songs. So there are actually two truck songs that we listen to on YouTube. One of them is a band called 20 Trucks. And I swear to God, it sounds like Lou Burger. Just their sort of mannerisms and stuff. It sounds just like Lou Burger.
Maybe they have a side hustle that they're not telling us about.
Yeah. And then the other one is Blippi. And he has the train song, he has the excavator song, he has all sorts of songs.
So he like goes to different locations tries things.
And just does things.
Okay. And teaches kids big words like excavator.
Like excavator, Okay. Crush. he's probably got, 100 videos on YouTube of him just going to different places. He'll go to he had one about recycling. He had one. He had one where he just went to like a kid's play space and it was just him going down the slide like a zillion times, you know?
Does he talk? Are
yeah.
they like,
yeah. And he actually, dialogue? Ned can't stand his like voice because it's very like kid oriented. He's like, oh my God, you guys, look at this thing, you know? And Ned's like, oh my God, you guys, like can't handle it anymore. But yesterday, I turned on one that I had never seen before, mm-hmm. Because Wes, like, we give him a little bit of screen time while I'm making dinner. Mm-hmm. And so I turned on, Blippi goes to, like Splash City or whatever. He basically goes to a water park mm-hmm. And so Blippi shows up on the screen mm-hmm. and it's not Blippi.
It's just him in his outfit?
No, it's a different guy.
The stand-in.
Who looks a lot like him.
Oh, is it a creepy? Is it one of those like deep fakes?
No.
Oh,
it's
okay.
It's still on his channel.
It's still on his channel. I think that he has outsourced. He has other Blippies. He's so popular that he now just puts other like young men who look kind of like him into his outfit. And they just make videos all over the country and he puts them all on his channel.
Wow.
I know.
Well, he can't be everywhere at once.
Ned and I looked at each other because we both saw this guy who looks like kind of like Blippi and is wearing, you know, the puffy hat and the glasses and everything. And we were like, Ned, that's not Blippi, right? That's not the guy. And Ned was like, he's a genius. He's an absolute business genius.
Did Wes realize? Did he think he was the same Blippi?
Same Blippi. Wes did not care.
Yeah.
He was like, this is awesome. He's going on a water slide.
Blippi deserves a break.
I know. Yeah. Blippi deserves a GD break.
Yeah. Whoa.
You know, when you're the one guy. I mean, we all know, like, we're dating the four guys who like have to show their faces on the channel at some point, you know?
Yeah.
Imagine there were stand-in try guys.
Can you, I mean, Ned and I talked about it yesterday. We were like, what if there was a stand-in Absolute. Try guy?
Oh my God.
It could never work.
I think the audiences might be a little different.
Yeah. Yeah. They would notice.
Between Blippi and the try guys.
They would notice. Just put somebody as tall as Keith in Keith's glasses and just see what happens.
Yeah, just don't say anything.
Just like, this is Keith. Hey. Moving on. Let's read another one of these.
Am I the asshole?
This is so embarrassing, but I can't take it anymore. I have to know if I'm in the wrong here. I need to apologize if so. I, 21, female, mm-hmm. got it, was told by my boyfriend, Nate, 26, male, that I'd like to get the house to myself for the weekend. He said that he had to go visit his parents and to take care of a property-related issue. I was pretty excited to have the house to myself because I have been living with Nate since I was 19, and I miss living alone. Although Nate is the LOML, love of my life, and in no way a trouble to live with. Okay, so Nate is not in trouble, nor is he a trouble to live with.
I was also doing some math. He's 26.
He's 26.
She's 21. They've been living together since they were...
She was 19.
Nate.
No, not illegal. But, okay. I had this tradition of spending a lot of my weekends baking while in my lingerie. All right. Oh. I don't know. It makes me feel pretty. Yes, I know it's stupid, but it just makes me stupid happy. Totally not stupid.
No.
You wear your lingerie if that makes you feel good, girl. With music and dancing. Super embarrassing to admit, but I also do silly things like pretending I'm a Victoria's Secret model or a singer, and I sing along loudly. I mention this because this means the house is usually a mess. My dresses are all over and the music is super loud, which is obviously not okay. I hadn't done that in a long time because Nate hates loud music and he's not a fan of my cupcakes. So I decided to do it this weekend. Okay. Also, it sounds like Nate's kind of a downer.
Nate, that's strike two.
Like he doesn't like loud music. He doesn't like cupcakes.
Yeah.
You can't wander around in your lingerie. Like where is the joy? Mm. So it's Sunday. And I put on What a Feeling by One Direction.
Good choice.
And it's super yep. loud. I'm only wearing lingerie, the Victoria's kind, so lacy AF, which I regret SM looking back.
So much.
So much looking back. My boyfriend used his key to open the door and I didn't hear him come in because, like I said, it's loud in the house and I'm also in the kitchen living room area. Apparently he wanted to surprise me. Nate brought his mom, dad, and his sister's two kids.
Oh, my Lord.
Nate, strike three, my friend.
Nate, you don't do that.
You don't surprise people with your parents.
Yeah.
No.
They come in and there I am, frozen in a dance pose like an idiot. I quickly ran to our room yelling, "Sorry, I wasn't expecting anyone," and was putting on clothes when Nate came in. He was so angry. He said that I was acting like a child and that I embarrassed him. His parents wanted Nate to drop them back ASAP, refusing to stay, and his mom called me a lot of names and said the kids had seen everything and that he made me feel guilty as AF.
Oh my gosh.
Girl, run. Get out of there.
Get out of there.
Get out. Nate was dating someone too young for him because if they moved in when she was 19, I'm hoping they were, he would have been 23 and then we keep going back down depending on how long they were dating. He was 21 when she was 18 for a pinch.
Uh-huh.
And it sounds like he's mean.
It sounds like he's a jerk.
Sounds how like can Nate's you the be asshole.
Upset at someone for being unapologetically themselves.
Exactly.
And weren't expecting
like just dancing parents. Dancing in their empty house for fun.
Yeah.
Leave her alone.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
This family is the asshole. For sure.
Absolutely. Okay. So she said, "Here's why I'm losing sleep over this. On one hand, I didn't know they would come. I locked the door too, so I didn't feel like I did anything wrong. I planned on cleaning up my mess before Nate came home too. Also, Nate and his mom insulted me a lot." Yeah. "But when you look at it from their perspective, I was behaving like an immature person. The house was a mess. I looked a mess. There were baking supplies scattered. Nate just wanted to surprise me and do something nice. Nate is still not completely talking to me. I don't know how to face his family. And I also know his sister told him to make me behave or SMN.
Behave?
So I feel like I should apologize before things get worse, but I can't decide for sure if I'm in the wrong here.
Do not apologize.
Run.
Do not apologize.
Run,
girl. Get out of that situation.
That is your house.
Get out. Okay, it sounds like they've been together for a really long time, and this feels like a gaslighting situation where he's telling her that she's like immature when she's just being herself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also, she's way younger than you. Leave her alone, Nate.
Yeah, girl, get away from Nate. Nate is an asshole. His family seems like an asshole.
It sounds like his sister's an a-hole. His mom calling her names for just being a person.
Yeah.
For like having fun baking.
I would be like, okay, Anne, whatever the heck her mother-in-law's name. Like, why don't I come over to your house when you're not expecting?
Exactly.
Don't go over to people's houses if they're not expecting you. That should be like life rule number one.
Absolutely.
Text. Just be like, hey, by the way, I'm on my way.
And I mean, it sounds like I'm going to assume that she, I was told by my boyfriend, Nate, that I would have the house to myself for the weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah. And now Nate's mad and Nate insulted her and Nate's not talking. Nate, are you a baby?
Yeah.
Right.
Like, you are not the asshole.
Yeah.
No, you are not absolutely not.
End of discussion. Also, like, get out of this situation.
Yeah.
This sounds like a verbally abusive situation that you do not need to be in.
No, like emotionally manipulative.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, here she is just talking about wanting to have some time to herself.
Mm-hmm.
And he comes over with his parents and then like verbally abuses her for wanting to have some time to herself.
Yeah. It's just not, the whole thing is not okay.
Yeah. What do you guys do when you're at home by yourself?
Clean.
In your lingerie.
Stare at Alfred. You know, I don't think lingerie is the most comfortable thing to clean in.
Yeah.
But I don't typically wear pants.
Yeah.
Like, I'm a pretty pantsless person.
I was about to say, like, yeah, if somebody walked in on me when I thought that I was alone, there's a good chance I'm not fully clothed.
Yeah.
You know, like, that's not fair.
No.
That is not fair.
Bed sheets.
Yeah.
And after, like, sitting in an hour plus traffic after work, I'm just so depleted. My favorite thing is getting buck ass naked and rolling around in my sheets and falling asleep.
Good for you, Matt. Yeah. Wait, where are your sheets from? Give us a... Are they, like, sateen?
Parachute. So they're nice. They're just cotton.
Ooh,
but they're poofy. They're bouncy. Yeah. Well, the comforter is, at least. So you just...
Yes.
I was like, poofy.
Did you get the cloud comforter from Parachute?
I don't know which one we got.
Okay. Anywho, sheets are great. but yes, when I am alone, I am usually wearing a face mask and I'll be like in underwear.
Yeah. So this girl is definitely not the asshole and she needs to GTFO.
Yeah. Get the F out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Got it.
Ooh, I'm with you there.
Yeah.
Okay. I think we have one more of these. Let me see.
I feel like these have all been pretty easy. Am I the asshole? You know what I mean? Like none of
these people are the asshole.
They aren't the asshole and they haven't divided us. I've seen a couple on there where like the commenters are divided.
Mm. Mm. Okay. Oh, this one's about a wedding dress.
Oh. Maggie, are you writing on Reddit?
I know. Are we ready for this? Are you ready? I'm in a lot of turmoil right now, and it feels like everything is falling apart.
Oh, no.
I have never had a great relationship with my future mother-in-law. Ooh, this is starting out amazing. It isn't terrible, but I can sense that she doesn't like me. My fiance is very close to his family, so there's been some tension. I didn't invite my mother-in-law wedding dress shopping because our relationship is awkward, but I thought I'd show her a picture to make her feel included. My dress is a beautiful flowy beach dress, but not technically a wedding dress and could be ordered in color. I bought it from a small local boutique that we both love. My mother-in-law said that I can't wear that dress My mother-in-law said that I can't wear that dress because she bought the same one for her 50th birthday, which is 2 weeks after my wedding.
Oh,
my mother-in-law does have the dress though in a mint green color. Though there is enough detailing that it is still clearly the same dress. And she has the receipt to prove that she got it first. Lavish birthday parties are a thing in our circle. So I know that she has invested some serious time and money in this party. I said that I am still going to wear the dress, despite the fact that I could easily return it with no loss, because I didn't do this out of malice and I love it. My mother-in-law says if she wears it 2 weeks after I do, everyone is going to think that she is pathetic and copying her son's wife. I said, sorry, but that's not really my problem. Everyone has gone crazy since I said that. His entire side of the family and the friend's mother-in-law invited have all backed out of the wedding.
What?
So like 15 people, and it will be noticeable. His sisters were supposed to be in the wedding party on his side, but dropped out. And I have blocked him on everything.
Over a dress?
Over a dress.
Jesus.
His stepdad won't talk to him and says he regrets raising him and he isn't a real man because a real man would stand up for his mom.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, girl, get out of here.
His biological dad is even on the mother-in-law's side, which doesn't surprise me because they're good friends. But he called us up to shame us the other night. My fiance is hurting and found out his family has a big beach day and invited everyone but him. He called his mother-in-law and they talked but didn't come to a resolution. She said, if I refuse to do the right thing, the only answer is no one going to her party can go to the wedding.
Whoa.
He tried calling my sister-in-law and found out that she blocked him. He's mad at me now and feels like she had it first.
Whoa.
I feel like the advice in this is all the same. Girl, run.
I know,
get
run.
Get out. Oh my God.
Well, but I have to say, it sounds like her fiance is standing up for her though.
You know? Until that last sentence.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's true. But like he's standing up for her.
Yeah.
Against his family.
Oh my God.
But also like, get over yourself, mother-in-law.
Oh my
like,
God, nobody's it's a dress.
Nobody's gonna care.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to give a flying fuck.
Yeah.
That you guys wore the same dress.
I'm just shocked that the entire family's buying into the drama from the mother-in-law side.
Yeah. It sounds like there is a lot of drama that does not need to be there.
Yeah.
It is a dress.
Yeah.
Get over yourselves.
Yeah.
And it's also like, it's her wedding.
It's her wedding.
Yeah.
Let her do what she wants.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Go pick out another dress.
It seems like a very toxic mother-in-law situation.
Very
and
toxic.
Also like toxic family situation. But like when you marry someone, you do marry their family.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
So that's something she's going to have to like
deal with.
Yeah. I guess you have to figure out if the like awkwardness with the family is what level of love you have for the other person.
Yeah. I wonder if anything else has happened between them. Or is this just like...
or is this completely out of the blue? I mean, it sounds like she doesn't have a great relationship with her mother-in-law in the first place.
Yeah. Red flags beforehand.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. But it also sounds like the mother-in-law is kind of a diva. And, you know, like it would be very easy for this mother-in-law to just find a different dress and just be the bigger person and say like, okay, I understand that like this is your wedding and this is a big deal for you. You know, like I also can see how like a mother-in-law is like, your wedding is also a big deal for me. Mm. You know, but it's not like they're wearing the same dress to the wedding.
Right? That's where I thought the story was going, is that the mother-in-law wanted to wear the same dress to the wedding. And I'm like, it's no, wear it to your birthday. That's 2 weeks later. Nobody's going to remember.
Right.
Yeah.
That's the same dress the bride wore.
Yeah. I mean, maybe like pictures or something like that. But like, who cares?
It's a dress.
It's a dress.
Aren't there more important things in the world?
Yeah. And then... It's a dress. Like, let the bride wear her wedding dress that she chose with her friends, and you can get yourself a different dress, you know, to wear to your 50th birthday party and just be the bigger person and, like, get over it.
Yeah.
That's so ridiculous. It sounds like this mother-in-law, like, basically said, the bride is taking my... Mm-hmm. excitement.
There's so much stress that goes into planning a wedding. I just feel so bad for this bride that she doesn't even have the support and love from both sides. Oh my God. No.
Ish.
Yeah.
Just run.
I don't know. I'm sort of like, run.
I'm upset with future husband.
Like, really?
Back me up.
It sounds like he was backing her up.
Mm. It seems like it's the family that needs to like take a scoop back.
And like I will say, yes, when you marry someone, you marry their family. But you could also like not have a great relationship with your mother-in-law and just sort of deal if your fiance slash husband is, you know, amazing and stands up for you.
Yeah.
You know, like I could totally see that happening. And it sounds like he's great and recognizes that his mother is kind of a diva, you know?
Yeah.
So, I mean, she's not the asshole here.
No.
Absolutely.
No.
The mother-in-law needs to let her have her day. Like, I'm always going to stand with the bride on that.
Yeah.
You know?
And then the mother-in-law can decide whether or not she wants to wear that dress.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Like, fine. Don't invite your friends to our big, beautiful party.
Yeah.
You're going to regret it. In 5 years when you look at the pictures of your son's wedding and you're not there.
Good riddance. You bitch.
Honestly, I say if you don't have this girl doesn't have a great relationship with her mother-in-law, it'll probably be a better party without her mother-in-law.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, shots fired. I'm just
saying, you know?
And that's the tea.
Like, if her mother-in-law is going to be such a diva about this, don't come.
Yeah.
You know, but I do feel bad for her fiance because obviously he loves his family and is close to his family. And if they don't show up, that's rough. But the answer is you are not the asshole.
You are not the asshole. Bride, you are not the asshole. You do not need to return your wedding dress to appease a 49-year-old woman.
I don't know what I would do in that situation.
Really?
Yeah. I'm such a people pleaser.
I know.
I hate that about myself. And I would be like, you're right. I'm going to go choose another one. Bye.
I mean, it sounds like it would be a very easy thing for her to just return the dress. Mm-hmm. But if it's that easy for
her to return the dress,
it's probably that easy for the mom to return the dress too.
I agree.
Yeah. So it sounds like the two... The mom and the bride are just going head to head, which I, you know, maybe that's why they don't have a great relationship is because they're too...
And she didn't have to send her that photo.
Right, exactly. Maybe they're just too similarly, bullheaded, you know? I don't know. It's tough.
Yeah. She's not wrong.
She's not wrong. Mm-mm. She's not wrong. Great. Well, I'm glad we decided that nobody is an asshole.
Nobody's an asshole.
Nobody's an asshole. You're all being assholed upon.
Yeah. Assholes are being thrust upon you.
Assholes are being thrust upon you.
Yeah.
That's rough. That is super
asshole
rough.
Asshole aficionado.
Yeah.
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 Man. Anywho.
Anywho, tell us about your wedding dress.
Oh, non-existent, invisible. I'm going naked as of now.
Yes, girl. Yeah.
Still waiting to be birthed.
I know. I don't know. We'll see. We still need to pick a venue. So I was going to say,
any updates on the wedding front?
Oh my gosh. So the wedding venue that we were originally like looking into, Storm Nora hit this town. Yeah. It's so sad. No. But hopefully we're not getting married in the next year. But it does put a delay on when we can actually go physically look at the venue.
Right, right.
To make sure.
But
we'll see.
I don't know.
We're not in a rush at all.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like anybody that's trying to get married right now.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Looking
at you, Miles.
I was checking out Miles was over there. Like, Miles is having his wedding in a couple weeks, and I'm like, gosh, I wish I could just get this ding dang thing over with. I just want to be married.
I know.
Yeah, that's all I want. The leading up to it sounds so stressful.
In my mind, you are married.
Oh, yeah. Like, that's all I care about. I just want to be married to Zach. Yeah. I don't.
You guys could just go get married
fluff.
At like the Santa Barbara Courthouse or something, and then just have a big party when you can.
Yeah, I know.
You know.
Yeah,
but
it's on the back burner.
Yeah,
soon.
I get it.
Miles' wedding is coming up, and we're very excited.
Yeah. Miles is actually getting married this weekend.
Yeah.
Wait,
what?
Yeah. Remember, he's having two?
We're doing a one for family in North Carolina.
That's right.
Yeah.
So I'm getting okay. This weekend.
So next time we see him, he's going to be a married
you
man.
You are going to be a married man. I mean, what is the technical definition of like marriage? Is it when you get that certificate?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's when you file the paperwork.
And so are you filing the paperwork this weekend?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
You're just exchanging rings.
Ceremonially.
And making the nasty.
Because, for the first time.
Because, yeah, of course. Of course. It's not like they've lived together for years.
The nasty.
I'm just saying, like, technically, like, historically, that is when you are married, is when you have exchanged bodily fluids.
Oh my God.
Oh, good Lord. Mom.
Please.
I'm sorry. It's true.
Lover of smut. Come on.
Lover of smut.
I was like, I have a good book for you, Miles.
Yeah. So good luck this weekend, Miles. We're all rooting for you.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. The beautiful bride, Sarah. we'd have Sarah back, actually. That would be really fun.
Yeah.
I adore Sarah.
Yeah. She's so fun.
Yeah.
We'll need to have a recap of the weddings.
I know. Of the wedding.
Yeah. Yes. Wedding episode.
Yeah.
Can't wait. Play by play.
I can tell everybody on the pod about their invitation. Custom made invitations with vintage stamps. Like, seriously, like, Sarah's living my wedding dreams right now. I swear to God. I wanted the vintage stamps, but I remember either not having time or not having the money to do the vintage stamp thing. But I Pinterested that shit hard.
Oh my God. Like, I don't think I've gotten the actual invite yet.
What?
No.
What?
We got the one with the
I got that
arch.
One. Yeah.
It sounds like your boys opened them up.
I think I just ripped it open.
Yeah.
Calligraphy and vintage stamps.
When you were explaining it, I was thinking like the wax stamp.
There was a wax stamp on it too.
Oh, okay, so Zach just ripped it open.
Yeah, clearly the boys ripped it open and did not show you how beautiful the outside was. Okay, well, I'm telling everybody right now, you got the most amazing, so thoughtful. It had a wax stamp. It had custom calligraphy. It had custom vintage stamps.
Hi. Quality.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Seriously high quality. I put the like the outside of the invitation on my
fridge.
That's and cute. I was like, Wes, look at this. Do you want to open that? Like, you got to crack the wax seal and everything.
Cute.
Oh, so cute.
So cute.
Oh man. Yeah. Seriously, my wedding dream right there. Mm-hmm. So I can't wait to see all of Sarah's dresses.
Mm-hmm. Yes, all of your looks, Miles.
Yes. Oh yeah, Miles.
Are you like?
Tell
are you
us what you're gonna wear?
A haircut?
So, yeah, go on.
What
go
you
on.
Doing?
We are doing tuxes. So all the groomsmen are in like it's black tie drama appreciated.
Ooh, excellent.
Cocktail attire drama.
Cocktail attire, exactly. Yeah. Cocktail attire drama appreciated. So I'm gonna be in a full tux.
Are you gonna have a hat?
Yeah, I'm gonna have a fedora.
Oh no.
No, I'm not gonna have
done me and you made a family.
So funny if I walked down the aisle with fedora.
Oh my
Sarah,
god,
I think would murder Run. You on sight.
She may, yeah.
She'll just turn around.
Yeah, we're trying to think of having somebody object, but I don't know if we're gonna do it as a joke.
You're so funny.
That's what I loved. The Greek wedding I went to, a Thespis wedding, uh-huh. there was actually a lot of like bits kind of traditionally in it. So like Thespis was like, just to let you guys know, I'm gonna be late to the church. And then all the cousins kind of ribbed Andrew, and I assume they were speaking Greek, so she told me what happened. But they like go, maybe she's not coming. Maybe she ran. And then at one point she like steps on his foot. It was
That is so funny.
There was a lot of like theater involved.
Is it is it sort of like a Greek Orthodox thing, or like did they have to do circles and
they did circles.
Okay.
They did circles during the ceremony that we saw from the doorway. There was a lot of like drama, and it was very fun. I liked the ribbing. That's why when you said like
drama
someone objecting, I was like, that's pretty funny and kind of similar.
Yeah.
All right, you guys. This next segment we're gonna be answering our email questions. The first one. Hi, wonderful ladies. My husband and I have been watching Try Guys together for a couple of years, and now I listen to your podcast all day at work. You are all so wonderful. My question is, how do you feel about closure? Does it mean anything, or is it just like trying to get the last jab in there? I thought I needed closure with an old friend of 15 years, but it didn't make me feel better. Thoughts? Thank you.
That's a tough question. It really depends.
Yeah.
Really depends.
Yeah.
I know some people who... I have been friends with who sort of needed to have the last word, you know, like felt like they like really needed to feel like they said the last thing, you know, but I haven't really experienced that in my life for a long time.
Yeah.
Of somebody, you know, really just needing to get that last little like in there.
Yeah.
I don't know. What about you?
I think it's hard. I think it's just dependent on like what your relationship is with a person. Cause I think about this now, and like I have a lot of close friends from high school and college, but like as I'm approaching my 30s, I think that I've been more, especially in the last year and like us quarantining and being inside their house, being okay with relationships changing in a way. I don't think that every friendship that end doesn't necessarily mean it'll mean something to you later in life. And trying to find comfort in that. And life is long. And sometimes friendships and relationships are situational.
Kind of being okay with that gray area instead of thinking in terms of black and white.
Yeah.
Of like being, we are friends, we are not friends.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And being appreciative of everyone who is a support in your life when they are. And, you know, I think just... having some grace with yourself and not taking it personally.
Oh, I love that.
I don't know if that's good advice.
That's excellent advice.
Yeah.
I'm going to take that advice, you know, because there are definitely sort of friendships that have waned in my life. And I often feel guilty for not, because it's usually me who's the one who isn't keeping up, you know? And I certainly feel guilty for not calling, not texting back, or you know, or texting back 2 days later and being like, I'm so sorry.
Yeah. I've had a couple of friends this year, just like difference in values. I've noticed that were very different, and like having, I was wondering if it was something wrong with me or if I could have done something better, but I think just having some grace with yourself is okay too.
I'm going back to my advice from the other, like, I don't know, like get a hobby or like take your mind off it. It's not, I think some things take up a lot of brain space to think about. And like, if that, you don't know what that other person's thinking about. So it's like, why spend your energy thinking about things that like maybe can't be fixed or are just different now? So it's like, well, I'm going to go focus on me, you know, or like focus on my friends that I do have around instead of kind of like mourning a friendship lost.
Yeah.
There's a reason you are not together anymore, right?
Like, right. Or like not seeing them as much anymore. Like you're just, you grow from grade school. You grow from high school, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. And there's,
and I'm sure I'm going to have like different friends when like down the line, like say we ever have kids, you will probably be very close to the people that your kids are friends with,
you're going to make mom friends.
Yeah.
Mom friends, all sorts of friends.
Yeah. I will.
If I change jobs, I'm sure I'd have new job friends.
There are people in your life that bring different things to the table.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're in a period in your life when somebody that you used to consider a friend is not bringing anything to the table anymore, and you're not able to bring, you know, to give them anything, that's okay. It doesn't mean you're not friends.
Yeah.
It just means that
you don't need closure on every single relationship that comes and goes. Sometimes it's okay to be in wumbo.
Yeah. You don't have to, you don't have to end that friendship.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. I like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think that's good. I think that's really good advice, actually.
Yeah. Should we go to the next one?
Yes.
And this will be our last question of the pod.
Oh my gosh. Dear Sit With Us.
I like that.
I do too. Hi, I really enjoy your podcast. More than the tripod, but don't tell them I said that. Aw,
oh,
we're all friends here. And I was wondering if you could help me with something. My boyfriend and I are in a long distance relationship, and our 1 year anniversary is coming up next month, and I don't know what to do. I've never had a relationship that lasts this long before, and he's only had one other back in high school. I don't think it'll be possible for either of us to travel to see each other for our anniversary, but I know Becky and Keith did long distance for a while, and I was wondering how you guys celebrated big moments like this far apart. Mm. We both like to give each other thinking of you gifts randomly. The other enjoys something along those lines, but I wanted to get him something super special. Any advice on this would be amazing and greatly appreciated. Thank you so much. From Gift Anxiety.
Aww. Loved it.
From Gift Anxiety. Gift Anxiety.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, long distance is hard because you're long distance. And it depends on like where their distance too, right? Like sometimes you can have like a time difference. Like I know even with my parents and when Keith was out here, 2 hours is a long time.
It's a big difference.
And like my best friend lives in New York. So then we have a 3 hour time difference. So you're kind of always like working on scheduling.
Yeah.
But I would say just try and remember like those big moments, like your anniversaries are kind of just made up dates. You know what I mean? The significance isn't the date, it's the relationship. Right. So like Keith and I haven't been in, this will be our fourth wedding anniversary. And I think the first one we were together, and then the next three we weren't.
Yeah.
And this one we won't be because he's, you know, out of town with Lou Burger. So it's just one of those things where it's like the wedding was the important thing. And like the marriage is the important thing, not the date of the event, if that makes sense.
And just it, like enjoy the times that you're together.
Yeah.
And kind of treat that as a celebration because you are together.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. A lot of FaceTimes. I don't know about gifts, though. I don't know what would be a good...
Yeah. Did you ever send things to Keith?
A lock of your hair.
Oh,
fingernail clippings.
No fingernail clippings. Though for my 30th birthday, my mom did a slideshow presentation and she did have a lock of my baby hair.
Oh my
gosh. And her and Keith always joke that Keith is going to give my mom a lock of his hair because she's like, why?
I'm your baby now too.
Yeah, he's like, I didn't get a slideshow. He's like, I want you to have my hair too. Yeah, I don't know. If you can't be together, I feel like when we were long distance, the gift was always like plane tickets. It was like, okay, we're going to, you know, make this time or do this activity.
That's actually a really good gift is, you know, the gift of something to do when you're together.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, kind of getting them excited about, okay, well, next time you are here, we're going to go to this restaurant and I'm going to take you to this, you know, Shakespeare play in the park or something like that.
And always having a plan too, I think, for the next time you're going to come back. Mm-hmm. So I guess maybe a good gift would be like picking a date that you can go visit would be a good present.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. It, because, you know, physical things are lovely. Flowers, chocolates, you know, all the traditional things, but it doesn't mean as much as time spent together.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Which, you know, that's the most difficult thing when you're long distance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that time spent together is more precious.
Oh, Keith and I aren't big gift people.
Mm.
Like we're very like, if there's stuff we want, we just like,
get it for yourself.
Got it, kind of, yeah.
I feel like though, okay, something that I have noticed about you and Keith, you're both very giving with your time and your effort. Mm-hmm. And so that's something that I've noticed about you guys is that like, while you say that you may not be good gift people, like you may not give each other physical things, you are so generous with your time with each other. You know, like you will, like Keith will cook or you will cook or you will clean or Keith will, you know, like do the dishes, that sort of thing. It's the sort of thing where like I've noticed that you guys never have to ask each other to do things for each other. Which I think is just like sort of the hallmark of an excellent relationship, you know,
like, I think we do. We ask each other to do stuff.
Well, sure.
But
I find that you're very, very generous with, you're very generous with your time and with your like effort.
Yeah. I think it's cause we give, there's so Keith's kind of touched on it before, but because of Try Guys and Lou Burger, and like other projects that he had, Keith's not home that often.
Yeah.
So like when he is home, we try and make sure that it's like we're doing something that we both enjoy or even just like sitting together.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's nice.
Yeah. You guys are like together when you can be.
Yeah.
And then something that I've noticed about you and Zach, Maggie, is that you guys are very emotionally available for each other.
Yeah.
Like it, they're like, there is not one thing that happens in your lives that you do not share, you know? Yeah. And I feel like that's sort of one of the things that I really sort of respect in your relationship.
Thanks. Yeah. I know. It's nice to just check in every once in a while.
Yeah. You know, it's like when you have something that happens or a bad day or something, like Zach is the first person that you go to like share those things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Which I think is really special.
Thank you so much.
Look at her giving out all these compliments.
I don't know.
She's not one half of the dream team.
Yeah. Oh, stop.
Your mom and dad. Your mom and dad to everyone.
Well, you know, being mom and dad to everyone and like sort of not having, sometimes not having the time to kind of spend on my own relationship, I notice the things in other people's relationship that like, that I respect and I want to make sure that I keep in my own, you know? And so, yeah, you guys are top quality over there. Oh, all right. Well, this circle of love needs to end at some point. Yeah. So, thank you everybody for sitting with us today. Can't wait to chat with you next week.
Yeah.
And I'll send you out on a word.
Where are you going?
I don't know where I'm going. I was trying to, you know, fly by the seat of my pants with something just really special today, but I got
a fortune cookie.
You got it, Mom.
I got nothing. Oh, you know what? I have been telling myself. So there have been a lot of just sort of difficult things that have been happening. You know, I feel like we, you know, we all saw each other recently a couple of days ago and we were just like, yeah, this is happening. This is happening. And so something that I have been telling myself a lot is it's okay to do hard things and it's good for you to do hard things. And I've actually been telling that to Wes too, when he's like, I can't do it. It's too hard. And I get down on his level and I say, bud, it's good to do hard things. You can do this. I believe in you.
Love that.
And I believe in you guys.
We believe in you.
It's okay to do hard things.
And we believe in all of you listening.
Go out and do hard things because you can do it. And we believe in you.
Love that. We should end every episode like, so with some sort of tidbit.
I like that.
Or a joke.
Yeah. Or a joke. It doesn't have to be heavy.
Yeah.
all right. Well, we love you all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we'll talk to you next week.
Bye.
Bye.